For example, Germany's Der Spiegel picked this picture for their February cover, showing Donald Trump beheading the Statue of Liberty, ISIS style. The Irish publication Village also sparking outrage. It actually debates whether the US president should be assassinated. There's the cover, showing Trump in the crosshairs of a gun. And we got reaction from media and legal analyst Lionel, as well as political comedian Tim Young.
I am shocked. I mean, I understood bad taste, journalistic freedom, but when you have the active, not only the glorification and the suggestion, but the mockery, the comic joy that seems to take place over the notion of our president, my president, the 45th president being assassinated, it defies all logic. What this is a part of, I guess, an extension of this crowd and herd mentality, this psychotic scrum where people, I guess, are trying to outdo the competitor. And the question is, where does it end?
Depicting Donald Trump as essentially a terrorist that beheaded America is pretty disgusting. I think that a lot of the liberal media is very upset that Hillary Clinton didn't win the last election. So they feel like it's their job then to do whatever it takes politically to stop Donald Trump. And what they've done is they've set up a narrative where violence is okay as well. If you call someone Hitler over and over again, if you call someone a Nazi over and over again, it almost justifies the violence. They're becoming very just completely activist for the left and promoting this violence and protests against our president.